T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, welcome back here for the 9 o'clock hour with plenty of basketball going on. We got a game 7 coming up in hockey. I just thought, man, it'd be really, really cool if we were talking about – I love Golden State. I'm a complete pig fan. Can't get enough championships, right? But saying all that, it'd be really nice to see Toronto and St. Louis get a first time in the history of their franchises to get a championship.
St. Louis now got a win in Boston. Yeah, not going to be easy.
They got a tough one.
And Toronto could wrap it up. We could be in here tomorrow morning talking about Kawhi and a parade in Toronto.
We'll have a parade by the end of the week going, hey, Kawhi. Got to be hard on Kawhi to leave, by the way. It's got to be hard.
I don't think it matters.
And go back when you got this group's actually played really well with them overall. And listen, I don't care if guys are banged up or not. It never says when you get your ring or your trophy, well, you played against a banged up team and their best player couldn't play, or it just says ring. It just doesn't. You guys can debate.
No, it definitely does.
What?
There's always those little asterisks. In these, yeah, I think I said that wrong. Wow. You know what I meant?
Well, no, I know what your asterisks are talking about. You're fine. Yeah,
but no, there is. There has to be. Like they've been missing their best player the entire series.
So that's crazy.
So like it'd be a great story. They topple the Warriors dynasty. It's a great story. But again, they're not completely healthy and they're missing their best player.
But no one's gonna care after the next 2 months. I understand what you're saying.
It's the same way people care about Durant's rings. Like Durant's rings are phony.
Oh my God. So you got to have a homegrown product 100%? How many years you got to go back for that?
Can I ask one question if we're talking about this? Are the Heat too phony?
No, different situation.
Okay.
Why? You always say
how?
I hate when you
brought
do
together
this.
Maybe the greatest super team outside of this Warriors team we've seen the last year, couple years ever.
What do you think? Three super teams to choose from?
Well, there's a couple
so you're
now.
The Heat number two. Okay. That's fair.
Yeah, I was saying. If the Durant and Steph and Draymond and Klay Thompson is the greatest super team ever put together.
Well, they have 5 All-Stars in their starting lineup.
Yeah, you got to stop with Boogie Cousins.
Well,
stop
Boogie's
it.
Not an All-Star stop anymore.
It. I mean, he spent
he's
his entire career as an All-Star.
Stop it. Stop.
Yeah, it looked like an All-Star.
You really stretch your point a little bit. Second of all, part of the deal of sports is injury in all of them. It's injury. And being able to work around injury – And everything else. So it doesn't take away from the big three down here. They got it. Golden State, Kevin Durant absolutely jumped on the bandwagon.
Was the Celtics one phony when they had the Ray and Kevin and Paul Pierce?
You can't say that all of a sudden and it looks like it's going to happen, Toronto's going to win a championship, like it takes away the fact that Kevin Durant, that's part of sports, man. Hey, next guy up, and if, you know, obviously next guy up's not going to be about a tenth of what Kevin Durant is.
No, I mean.
As we've seen.
Adding Kevin Durant back into this lineup.
But I guarantee you, those people in Toronto are going to be celebrating.
Oh, of course.
They don't care about Kevin Durant playing one game and limping around tonight.
No.
Or Klay Thompson being back and not 100% after a hamstring injury or anybody else that comes out. Or a guy shooting his ribs, so he can play without pain. Nobody's going to care. Nobody's going to feel sorry for Golden State.
No, you win a championship, you win a championship. I mean, I understand what he's talking
about. They
still
got a damn good team. It's still been a lot of their original big threes been together.
They drafted Steph, Klay, and Draymond. Like, this is homegrown, whether you want to call them a super team or not. I mean, Oklahoma City, they drafted Harden, Westbrook, and Durant. If they would have stayed together forever and won 12 titles, like, are we going to say they're all phony? Like, I understand a guy signs with another team, and that's fine, but that's just the world we live in now. Don't have free agency if you don't want to see stuff like that happen. Don't have it. You draft to a team, you got to play your whole career there.
So
if that's the only way you can get away from
everybody winning a state championship down here in football. Everybody that's doing it's loading up their team. Well, you think it's all kids from the neighborhood that are all like going there and they just happen to have a real good year? Come on.
I don't know if you could say when someone's a rental for a couple of years that they're phony championships. I just don't know. Because if you do that, you're going to do that about a lot of teams.
Well, I got to tell you, nobody's jumped on the bandwagon like those Golden State fans. Oh, my God. They jumped on.
I mean, they're building a whole stadium off this team.
Spraining their ankles, jumping on and off that bandwagon. So, yeah.
If they didn't have this super team together, you would not see a new stadium. Like, this stadium was built off the fact that the last 5 years, they have generated so much damn money and done, and they're unbelievable. Well, I just don't see a new arena.
There's a really good chance their original Big Three is going to be back next year. Like, Kevin Durant leaving, Klay Thompson most likely going to stay, Steph Curry and Draymond's got another year left on his contract. They're not going anywhere, and they're going to go after another superstar.
Yeah, they got cash to do it.
They don't mind going over.
Mm-mm, they need to. They're going to want to make sure that they have a super team when they go into this new arena and charge all these people all this extra money. Listen, their hope is Durant goes nowhere. Sign him, go into luxury tax, keep your team together.
Well, that's one of two more titles. Stephen A's got about 200 theories out there, and this is one of them, that if Kevin Durant wins, he's gone, but if he loses, he was staying.
Right.
Well, if that's the case, Stephen A. By the way, that was a weird one. I got to admit, that was kind of a strange one. Kind of had, I don't know if he, like Stephen A. finished with that and went, I got it backwards, I think, but.
I mean, I would just think so it's Kevin harder Durant to leave wins, if you win.
He was
going to
leave.
I don't know the difference is. Like, either you like it there or you don't.
Right. Yeah, that's it.
Either you say, you know what, if I'm healthy, we're going to win it all again next year. If we can all stay healthy, we may have to do a little more management of time and how much we're playing because we're all getting older. Everybody there on that team sneaking up on 3-0 or right
sure.
at 3-0.
They're still the best team in the league
when
they're all together.
And they played a lot of basketball like everybody that goes to the finals every year. Next thing you know, you're putting an extra regular season like you played an extra season. I remember LeBron and Dwayne, and look at all the games they played in four years.
And they had an Olympics in the middle of that, too.
That's right.
They? Yeah.
And they had play until late June. Heck, they were messing with my vacation at one point.
They're
like,
messing with
everybody's. When's that damn parade, man?
June 20th, June 21st, whenever that was going to be. I just think they win the title. There's no way Durant leaves.
You think he goes back to OKC at some point?
Never.
Durant? No. No way.
I think his desire to be liked, and when he gets so upset when a high school kid says something to him on Twitter, I could see him going back there and trying to win one for those people.
You know what? What I don't see?
I don't think he's LeBron.
You know what I don't see Kevin Durant doing? I don't see Kevin Durant, and I could be totally wrong. I mean, UD and Dwayne probably got a pretty good feel for this, but I got a feeling he stays away from Southern California. Have you ever – has there any been a feel like Kevin Durant's going to join LeBron?
No. I think there's 0% chance of that. I don't even think that's even up in the air.
Some try to say Kawhi would maybe join LeBron, and I'm like,
I don't see that either.
I don't know, man. Kawhi's kind of his own dude.
Yeah.
You don't see Kawhi hanging out.
No, I see Kawhi with Clippers or stays in Toronto. There's no other option.
I agree with you.
That's it. Clippers or stay in Toronto.
I agree.
I don't think there's a Knicks option or a Brooklyn option or
but
a Lakers.
How does he leave if he wins in five?
It's hard.
Plus, they might get another good player just because he's making a commitment up there, and he knows that. He looks like a good guy to play with.
Yeah.
He's a good team guy.
Yep.
Remember for years, Coach Pops goes, you got Kawhi, you're freaking like one of the best players. Please shoot more. Remember they used to beg him like, Kawhi, you don't have to average 15, 16 points a game. Shoot more, man.
Yep.
Be a star. Tim Duncan, those guys want you to be the man.
Talk about a homegrown team. That team is like you literally drafted Duncan, Parker, all of them.
They killed it. They got good Kawhi, foreign players.
I mean, it was ridiculous.
Yeah, they.
But that was the OKC thing with all their three. That's Golden State's with just adding. I mean, obviously you're adding Durant, the best player in the league or top two player in the league. But I don't know, man. I'll tell you what. If the Heat won that fourth year of the championship, I don't think LeBron would have left. I think it was easier for him to leave because they lost.
I don't think so either. I think he would have stayed. It would have been hard for him.
It's hard to leave after winning a couple championships, two in a row for the Heat then.
Well, you don't think so?
No, I don't think because they lost, he just all of a sudden popped into his head to go
no,
back to Cleveland.
No, easier to leave because of that. If they would have won.
That was set well in advance.
I just think he looked at the team. They were banged up. I don't know, maybe.
I think.
Think about how good that move was for him, not just basketball-wise, but financially, for his brand. going and winning a championship.
So you think
in Cleveland,
he sat down with his
hero.
Business guys and went, "Hey, time to go back to Cleveland.
No matter what, no,
everybody's
going
to love me for going back
what
to
do
Cleveland."
What do you think? You think they lost, and he was just like, "Oh, you know, I'm out of here."
It's just easier to lose.
I think winning a championship and having a chance to win another one.
Think about it, they would have been back to back.
Win 3 in 4 years.
Yeah but if he would have won them all here, people still would have ripped him throughout his entire career. There's no question about that.
But if he never left Miami, it'd be a lot harder to rip him. Spent a couple of years in Cleveland. And
he, did get
finished his...
he did get ripped the whole time. Nobody's been.
No, he would have. If he would have won 5 down here, like people would say the same thing.
People getting on Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant.
Yeah. Who'd they get on worse, Kevin Durant or LeBron James?
LeBron James
did the decision.
Well, that
with the
ruined
biggest
him.
Ass clown, Jim Gray, and then, like, he didn't even pick the right guy to do it with. He could have picked somebody likable.
At least Kevin Durant had that really crappy article. Remember, like, I'm moving. What was that thing that everyone mocks now? Anytime anyone wants to move, my next journey, my next step, whatever. LeBron ruined himself for a time, and probably maybe in the eyes of forever in some eyes, with that Jim Gray special.
Nah, that was just a little while. Jim Gray was just a pimple. Just a little, that pimple you want to get rid of on your face, and it finally goes away.
Well, LeBron mapped it out perfectly, though. You go to Miami, become the villain, then you go back to Cleveland, you're the hero, and now you can go to L.A. and be crappy at basketball and make movies.
No one cares.
Perfect. Now you're a big celebrity.
I think he was a big celebrity before.
You can go miss the playoffs, and you can go make Space Jam movies all
It is
all
weird
season.
That LeBron's on the
playoffs.
You
a couple of months over there to make your movies.
There ain't nobody can recruit harder. They're not one organization can recruit harder than LeBron James this offseason. He's already started. Trying to get a hold of some guys to come play with them.
I think they strike out completely on all of them.
I think it's a Jimmy Butler and other player.
I don't think
anyone
wants to play with LeBron right now.
I think Jimmy Butler's going to say, "Excuse me, how much are you offering?" "Oh, the Supermax? Yeah, I'll come."
Doesn't help that organization is completely dysfunctional.
I think Jimmy Butler's one guy I would play with.
That's my bet. With my bet's there.
LeBron in a heartbeat.
And they're going to do everything they can to get Anthony Davis there.
He was laughing. He goes, "Guys, it doesn't matter where I go. I'm getting a max. This is it. I'm getting a max. So let's decide what
we're all
doing
Philly
here."
Team. How about that Philly team? The super team Philly put together for this season. Tobias Harris, Jimmy Butler both going to bolt. Go get money somewhere else. What if Tobias Harris goes back to the Clippers and him and Kawhi go back there and both get max deals? Mm. Philly just might have the process. That's it.
All these different scenarios you guys are throwing out.
I know. That's why this summer is going to be a lot of fun.
July 1st, last day in June. A lot of fun to see what this happened. Probably everything will leak out by then.
Oh, of course. Come on. Stephen A's already got it all leaked out, right?
Well, he throws out different
scenarios. He mapped out every scenario
possible.
Stephen
A throws out a different scenario every day.
95%. 83%.
Yeah,
17%.
He got to stop percentages.
26%.
But the weirdest one is Kevin Durant, if he loses,
is going to stay. And
if he wins, he's gone. I was like, I wonder if Stephen A said that. Backwards, maybe.
Stephen A. also thinks that Hunter Henry is going to be a good player in the Super Bowl.
No, he's fine. He just got to stick to basketball.
That's it. Kellerman boxing, Stephen A. basketball.
Kellerman. Oh, God.
That's it.
Kellerman's just decided, let me go way out there and be the dumbass of dumbasses at ESPN.
You got to out-dumbass Stephen A. That's hard.
No, he's by himself. Max Kellerman says some stupid crap.
He 27%.
He says some stupid stuff.
That's my favorite.
He should only feel comfortable. He should only feel comfortable on a late Saturday night for boxing. That's when he should feel really comfortable.
He's at his best.
When he's got one guy on one side. Well, what do you have to say to each other? We're 2 days before the fight. We want to sell some pay per view right now. What do you want to say? That's when he's at his best.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Hey, welcome back. Hopefully it's not too rainy today.
Is it bad?
Is it bad? Broward to Dade to Broward.
You can get an easy weather report very quickly. Text in wherever the weather is by your
radio. You can do that. You can join us on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line, 56022.
Okay, let's see. All right, so here we go. How about this? The last time Golden State lost the finals was because of the Cavs. If they lose this year, it'll be because of the calf. To do.
Not bad.
That was a good one.
Not bad. A little creativity there. Very nice.
Someone just texted in, "Oh, you're too cute. I was just thinking about you," and then said, "Oops, that was for my wife." The next text after that. No, it wasn't. And I wrote him back, "No, it wasn't. It was for me. Admit it." I love when people do that. People by accident. I don't know how you by accident text us and think it's going to your wife.
I do sometimes, though.
Yeah, well, you have nine Hollywoods in your phone, so you don't know who you're ever texting. Yeah.
Texting. Things all messed up.
You have to explain that, by the way, like if you're going to say that.
How did it all come about, though, that
happened?
I have
no idea. I have no
idea. Somehow, someway in your phone, you started putting people's names in your phone with numbers, and like seven or eight different people in there were under Hollywood.
Right.
Including like Coach Gase was under there at one point.
Oh, no.
It's like a takeover in there.
I text Adam Gase one day because it said Hollywood on it, and he goes, "What the hell are you talking about?" And I realized, sorry, Coach.
Oops.
Trying to track somebody down. Then my cameraman, David Rodriguez, Stuttering Cuban, I had his prior. I lost him. Stuttering Cuban. had all kinds of little issues.
He's gonna text us now. Now you just opened that up. Someone just said it's Noah's Ark in Homestead right now. Be careful. Okay. It's raining in Homestead.
Boy, when it comes down, it comes down. By the way, I saw the new building. It's beautiful.
Oh.
It's
our new studios.
It's not done.
Okay. Thought we were supposed to move in like tomorrow.
It's got a ways to go, but it is going to be really, really nice. It's big. And then down on the first floor over on the other side of the building, they got all kind of restaurants. So it's going to be great. I didn't see anything for breakfast, but at early lunch, looking pretty good down there.
10:30 early lunch roll.
Seven or eight different places and a bar. If we just decide one day to have a big beer drinking bitch session, we got it right there, man.
That's probably dangerous for half this building.
They might have to give you a raise. You have to buy lunch for four people every day.
Yeah, that's going to be expensive for you, man.
You think I can get a raise right now? I don't think that's going to happen. What else you got coming in, Zach?
Hold on. Let me stop laughing for a second. Okay. I agree with Hollywood. I think LeBum didn't want to deal with Riley anymore, and he wanted out no matter what.
That could have been. That could have been. I don't know what that was going on behind closed doors and Riley telling him he couldn't have all his friends on the plane and he couldn't have all the extra parking spots. He need them for other people. I don't know.
I don't think that's it. I think he had that vision the whole time that he was going to go back to Cleveland.
You get four no matter what. No matter what happens, four now.
I mean, he gave you four in his prime.
No, but I agree with you on that.
Knew he was going back to Cleveland one way or the other. He knew.
I totally agree. I think
this whole thing was planned out the way he plotted it out.
I just think that LA if he would have been, imagine this, he would have been in the midst of three straight championships. Like, it's hard to leave that.
Yeah, but again, he could win 10 down here, and one in Cleveland would mean more.
I understand that, but it's hard to leave a team that has just won three straight championships. That's what he'd been leaving.
He's right about one thing. If you were to ask LeBron, he'd probably tell you winning one at home in Cleveland, first one they've had, meant a lot.
I'm sure it did. And he
would
have
won. I mean, it's not a shot at Miami fans. Like, look at the parade they had there. Look at,
I know that.
I mean, it was big there.
I just think it would have been hard for a player, any player, especially that good and the best player on the team, to leave a team that is on back-to-back-to-back championships. That's it. Losing was an easier way to leave. That's it. That's all I'm saying. Joe just got back from Haiti. Man, that's the most developed country in the Caribbean I've been to. Not a fool like Omar, not my beat writer. Goodness gracious, we're still on that.
I always love when something that was brought up, it's been a week now.
Yeah.
And somebody was thinking about Omar today. Somebody had Omar on their brain to bring up the whole Cuban thing, the Haiti thing, and all the other Caribbean islands.
Someone was thinking about that.
That's amazing.
Let's see. No doubt Stephen A. is right. If the Warriors lose, then Durant can ride into to rescue for a title run next year, and they could legitimately become his team. So if Golden State loses, and then he comes back next year, and then they win the team. They win the championship. Oh, okay.
He's getting a max contract this year. So whatever
no matter
it is,
what.
He's staying. He ain't doing a one-year deal.
Yeah, no matter
he's
what.
He's getting too old, like LeBron, too. They're getting to a point like, I keep going, I ain't going to get a max damn deal on the downside of my career.
let's see. I have a buddy that says Toronto is trash outside of Kawhi. What do you guys think? I think he's nuts. I don't think they're trash.
There's no way it's trash. They wouldn't be doing what they're doing.
I don't think they're getting to the championship without Kawhi. But that team's not trash. Look at some of the players and the impacts they've had on this team.
Right now, he's the best player in basketball.
Yeah. Not even a question.
Right now, he's the best player.
I agree with that.
And he's got a nice little supporting cast who's playing well. Like, these guys, the last few games have whether, you know, it's because Golden State's playing with a lot of guys that probably shouldn't be playing, but they still got to make shots, still got to do it under ABC watching, and they're doing it.
Yep.
They're also a very deep team, which the Warriors are not. Like, the Raptors go pretty deep into their bench.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Raptors have a deep.
They got some good players. Yeah. I agree.
They bring Serge in there. They bring
play
Van
well
Vliet
together.
Like, they have players.
You know, they won a lot of games when Kawhi was out this year when he's doing his management program.
Yeah. It worked. Someone brought up another Cracker Barrel thing. The store is the best. You find all the old candies when you were a kid. It's all there. Crazy in Cracker Barrel. Yeah, they do have all that old stuff there in the little store they have.
They get you, man. Especially the busy stores where you got to sit there and wait to get in.
Oh, yeah. How about this one? Radio Gold. Hollywood naming fast food places and Zach reacting to each one. He was naming them earlier. I was kind of saying or no to all of them before also.
We are prepared for trivia if you guys want to get after it here.
What do you mean you're prepared for trivia? What kind of trivia?
We have some fast food restaurant slogans. We'll see if you guys know them.
I think through the years I've eaten at all of
them.
Yeah,
I think I could play this game. I might be all right at this
game. Well, let me ask you this one, Joe. This should be the easiest
one
for you.
Joe goes first?
Since you go there every single day. Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, you got to come up with a slogan.
What is their slogan?
Everybody runs on Dunkin'?
What, 6 days a week? Seven days a week?
I don't have like McDonald's. I'm loving it. It's in it's in my brain.
It's on the cup that you buy every morning of your life.
Hold on a second.
Don't go digging through the trash.
He's going in the trash.
Which cup should I get, the first or second one?
Was I right? Everybody runs on Dunkin'.
I don't know. Just got a loco on there. Some guy looked like he's running. That's it.
It's close.
That right?
That's close.
Everybody runs on Dunkin'?
America runs on Dunkin'.
American runs on Dunkin'.
Good one.
Can't believe you don't know that.
I just spent a lot of money.
Another place you
there.
Like, KFC.
I know the old slogan.
Kentucky.
Any slogan will work.
Finger looking good.
That's a winner right there.
I got a point there.
You know McDonald's. How about Papa John's?
Papa, are you cheating?
Yeah, what are you doing? Are you looking these up?
No. Someone's texting
him. He doesn't know how to Google on his phone anyway.
I know.
All right, Papa John's.
I'm a racist. Buy my pizza. I don't know. Papa John's is gone.
Better ingredients, better something, good pizza.
That was close. You know it. You can admit if you know it. It's okay.
No, I don't know it.
You'd
I don't
be embarrassed.
Know.
We know you eat a
still
lot of
my ingredients. Still my favorite one is with Peyton with Joe Montana. And
it's
Papa
good.
John.
Yeah.
That was my favorite one.
Popeye's chicken.
Out. I don't know this one.
I know the smell. I know that smell from two blocks away.
Popeye's chicken is Louisiana fast.
Oh. We'll never know now.
Do you know
Subway? It's two words.
Fresh.
Something fresh.
You got one of the words. Eat fresh.
Eat fresh.
Taco Bell.
Run for the border.
Wait a second. Taco Bell, good 24 hours a day when I've been drinking and I need to eat something before I go home.
Joe gets that point.
Taco Bell would be think outside the bun.
What about Run for the Board? Is that an old one?
Yeah, that's an old one. This is an easy one. Burger King.
I don't know.
We can have it your way?
Oh, yeah. Man, I'm not good at this game. I thought it'd be a lot better.
Wendy's?
I don't know.
Wait, for guys who are like fast food connoisseurs,
I know.
I'm surprised
I'm
you don't
having
know.
A hard
I used
time.
To eat
it's way
Wendy's.
Better than fast food. It's Wendy's.
There was a Wendy's right next to NBC, and I used to eat at that thing twice, three times a week
there's
on my
Taco
way
Taco Bell
back.
There also, right? Wasn't there like the both
no,
those
it's
places?
Just a, it's just a Wendy's over there.
All right, one more on our list here. I don't even know if this is considered fast food or not, but Olive Garden.
No chance I know this one.
Me neither.
They do have good breadsticks.
When you're here, you're family.
Yeah,
at
no
the Olive
chance.
Garden.
I thought you were gonna do Arby's. What's Arby's?
The beef.
We
got the meat.
Arby's.
We got the meat.
He did it an hour ago. You don't remember?
We got the meat.
We got. That's right. I love that guy.
Got a good voice.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's good.
Do you remember Dunkin' Donuts from 3 minutes ago?
Run. We run.
Do you remember the whole thing? What's their slogan?
We like to run. Run to get coffee early in the morning. What else we got, Zach?
I don't remember. I wouldn't have remembered either. Well, fresh, never frozen. Which one is that? Is that
I think that's also Wendy's.
Love that chicken from Popeyes. Oh, love that chicken from Popeyes.
Yeah, I told you we'd accept multiple answers for a lot of these places.
Oh, man. I didn't do very well.
I thought TV I'd be better on that. I thought Bojangles. We used to have Bojangles down here. Whatever happened to that? They're gone? They're all gone, right?
All I see is Kentucky Fried Chicken
and Popeyes.
A block away from each other. Both when you get done working at 10, both very good.
Mm. Someone says you're going to have to start going to movies by yourself. I'll go to the movies alone and go to the baseball games alone. Spend as much time as you can on yourself because since you're an empty nester, it's only a matter of time before she leaves you with all your money. So start going now. Wow.
Apparently somebody's been going to counseling with me. Yeah. I just thought it was my wife been going too.
Man.
65% on our Twitter poll will go to the movies by themselves.
Wow, look at that.
65%.
That's a good
right
percentage.
I don't know why people won't go by themselves, though.
65% is a lot.
Are they embarrassed?
Mm. Yeah, probably. They don't want to, you know. Listen, Joe Rose goes to a movie by himself. Someone's liable to know who he is.
I'm not saying that. It's just
I'm saying that. You don't have to say that. Some sports dude is going to be there.
Isn't the movies about a date? True, though. Isn't the movies take... Honestly,
I mean, you were on TV.
Take my kids, take my son, take my wife.
I mean, it's different for non-celebrities like Zach to go to a movie.
Yeah,
no one's gonna recognize
me.
Zach.
Yeah.
When was the last time you guys went to the movies?
To the actual movies?
Yeah.
I think I just went to the movies in the last.
Oh, you think? I don't remember.
I got to remember.
You told
me
you went like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I just went to the movies. I forgot what I saw.
Have you been to the movies?
The last movie I saw in the theaters was the Entourage
movie. Oh, my God. You know what movie I got drugged? Is drugged to a word? No. Dragged to a couple weeks ago. The Elton John movie. My wife wanted to see that movie.
And didn't you also sleep outside a theater or something to see that comic book movie?
No, never slept outside a movie.
But you bought the tickets like 2 months in advance. I know
I bought them 2 weeks in advance. I did. Yeah, I bought the tickets
as well, so you do go.
Yeah. I went to a couple movies recently.
If John Wick,
I never slept outside
if
movie
John
theater,
Wick
that would
3
be about as loser as possible.
Doesn't hit the house in the next few days. I got to see it. I can't wait.
You know we're going to be next to a movie theater today after our lunch.
No, I got a bunch of stuff to do.
Unless you won't go with us.
John Wick 3.
I'm not going with you to a movie. Is that the plan?
By the way, a lot of people watching John Wick 3. A lot of people going to see John Wick 3.
I know. Wow. Interesting stuff.
See him whack 400 people.
Is that what the total is?
Going after. Yeah. Just going after everybody. One more. One more before we go to break here.
Let's see. Someone's texting in time to make the donuts. Chick-fil-A, eat more chicken. Pisses me off when the movie theaters don't have chocolate. What? What movie theater you've been to doesn't have chocolate?
First of all, you got to have chocolate. I break all rules when I go to. It's got to be a combination of the popcorn and the chocolate.
But you buy the stuff at the theater?
Yeah.
You don't sneak it in?
Oh, my God, man. Just... I haven't been to the movies in a long time, but like.
Yeah. I think the last time I was there, I snuck
You know, you
some
bring your own
in.
Food.
Yeah, I snuck some candy in. I did.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you go to the Walgreens across the street, and they have
There's
the movie theater
something.
Boxes
yeah,
of candy.
For 99 for like, cents. Yeah, yeah right
Three
there.
For a dollar.
Yeah.
Try to help the people out that own those places. Yeah. That's where they make their money.
And, sir.
How do you think Walgreens makes their money?
Movie theater candy. Sir, who texted in the Papa John slogan? I'm not reading it. Thank you. Can't read it. Love my job.
Nope. Don't do it. Don't do it. You know what? When somebody does that to you, Zach, you just say, we got to go to break. We're going to be
back. Is Blaze Pizza's thing really not one, not two, not three? Or is someone just joking with me?
No, I don't think that's
okay.
It.
No. That's funny.
That's, that's funny, though. Eric Reed to kick somebody's ass. Well, not one.
He should have.
Not two.
You're right.
Not three. Not four. We didn't know LeBron. He should have just stopped at four. He's only going to go to the finals 4 times.
People think there's a creepy factor going to a movie by yourself. I think it's fine, but maybe Joe just looks like a creepy old man. That's why I think Joe's going to, you know.
You know what is weird, though? Like, when you see your, like, my daughter had a friend. I got to tell you this story. So, and this is where I started to notice. You hear the creepy thing, and you hear guys go, man, I don't want to be that creepy guy. So, she had a friend that used to come over to our house and just come in, whether anybody was home or not. And
what do you mean she used to just come in? Your daughter's friend had a key to the house?
Well, she didn't need it. She had a thing to.
Oh, the code.
She had the code.
Oh,
my
what?
Daughter gave her the code. So she had the code
no.
to get in.
Where's your privacy?
So my wife's gone and my daughter's gone.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. That sounds like a story we shouldn't be telling.
And I'm in my office, and I hear her in the back.
what?
So I didn't know who it was. So I go check, and she's in her bedroom. And I was like, hey, it's kind of weird.
Not kind of weird.
So I said, hey, you know my daughter's? And she goes, oh, I know. She's on her way home. I just talked to her. So I call my wife. I said, listen, this is a little weird.
Oh, my God.
This girl's a senior in high school, and I'm sitting home here working. It's just the two of us. This is really
That's about as creepy really as a story weird. As you've ever told. And not your fault.
I'm just telling you.
That's creepy, man.
I felt it. I walked outside.
I would walk outside.
I go, when are you coming home? She goes, I'll be home in like, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes. I'll check to see when Katie's going to get home. So they called and I said, because I go, she's still here. Like, happened three or four times. I just get out and I walk outside.
Wow.
Just decide to do the old guy walk thing down the street.
Yeah, I would have gotten in my car and drove off.
You sit on your Cracker Barrel rocking chair.
I wish.
Out front.
I'm getting one. I'm totally getting
one. Yeah, you got to get it from the restaurant, though, like strap
it
to your car.
No, if I do it, I'm not ordering it.
They got the price tag on them. By the way, is that weird? They put price tags right on there?
Because no one ever buys them.
Sitting on it.
I'm going to buy one.
We got to go to break. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in a moment.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
.5602-5602 is the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. A funny text that just came in here. I'll try to read this one without dying laughing. Hello, Mr. Rose. I'm Michaela, your daughter's friend. Does this bathing suit make my butt look too big? Yep, that's the nightmare scenario. The other one is, Joe, as long as the girl's 18, you shouldn't be uncomfortable. No, it's uncomfortable no matter what. I'll answer for Joe. That is a horrible story. It's a horrible story. First off, I don't want anyone knowing my garage door or my front door code outside of me, my wife, and like my mom.
After a while, I said, hey, listen, like, Margaret, you got to talk. I don't want to have this conversation. You got to talk to our daughter and tell her, you know, I'm home during the day a lot. And it's kind of weird when somebody is back in one of the bedrooms by herself. It's just kind of weird waiting for.
Yes. It's very
somebody
weird.
To get home, you know, and it's
just right.
Awkward.
It's awkward.
Awkward old
it's
guy
an
stuff.
Awkward, awkward story. Splib text in, my cousin Mofo Show cooks on his barbecue in front on the front lawn in Sistrunk. His motto is Mo Betta Barbecue. No EBT cards accepted, but we'll trade for cigarettes. All right, it's good to know, just in case I'm in Sistrunk. Bring a pack of cigarettes.
No cash, bring some cigarettes. All right.
The same guy who I'm going back and forth with that texted in the Papa John slogan is texting me back with a more proper way to say the slogan, because the first one I could not read if I loved my job. The second one was still kind of questionable. He says, Papa John's slogan is, we hate anyone who's not white. All right, perfect. Thanks. I appreciate that.
You know, they got Shaq in there now.
I know they do.
They flipped are. Around, and I think our boy Papa John's is slowly cashing out on all that stock.
Someone just said, yeah, I was going to say the same thing Zach said. You got to put a stop to that big dog with the garage door code. Got to change the code. That girl was still doing it. I would tell you to change the code. Someone said they want $200 for one of those rocking chairs. Yeah, like $1.99, right? Isn't that what it is? Something
I think
like
it
that.
Is.
It's like $199, $200.
I always look at those little tags are on there.
Yeah,
like
always the tags are
and
on
always,
there.
And the second thought is, after I see the prices, do they really think somebody's going to buy a rocking chair from Cracker Barrel?
No.
How many do you think they've sold?
Like
under 10?
Like forever?
No, they probably got them. Got them everywhere. The fact that somebody's talking about them and they're a place to sit and they're going, you sit there and then you stand up and you see the tag.
Yep.
But like everyone, you go to Cracker Barrel for a $7 meal, you don't go for a $200 chair.
I don't know. Those meals are good. I don't care if those
meals they are good.
$180 bucks for that meal.
I just don't think you anticipate spending that kind of money on furniture when you go there.
Are all the Cracker Barrels right off the freeways?
Usually off the highway.
Yeah.
Because if you drive up 95, even the, one, 95
the,
up.
Even the ones right off of 75 on.
They're right off the highway.
Yeah.
Because that's where the signs are. So you can see them. They're not like in the middle of the suburbs. Joe Zach, how about a shout out to Nadal winning his 12th French Open Grand Slam tournament? This is from Rafa in Miami. Nobody's ever breaking that record. That's your boy.
That's amazing. One guy through his early 20s to now 33 years old to win that sucker 12 times. And, I mean, he lost a set. He did lose a set yesterday. He lost, I believe, the second set. And then the third and fourth set, he must have been so pissed off. He won 6-1, 6-1 in the last two sets. I mean, he just hammered him. Hammered him. Just to remind everybody just how good he is. Mm. But guy can't stay healthy on the hard court. Has not been able to play these tournaments, Indian Wells, and come out here and play in Miami and stay healthy. Wish he'd skip Indian Wells and at least just come play here.
Maybe be healthier.
So you see him one more time.
Someone texting in, how does someone call anyone on a pro roster trash? We're talking about the fact that Kawhi has got his team is full of trash after that.
I've always said this, and because I don't think any professional is garbage, which we call them, trash. They may not be as good as your superstars, obviously, and you got different levels of players in team sports. But nobody, if you're on that roster, there are a lot of guys who never get there that spend their life in the D League or the G League or playing overseas or not playing at the level of the NBA or any of your other. There's guys that spend their whole life in the minor league. A lot of guys that never get past double A, never sniff triple A. Single, double A, max out, never get there. Happens in every sport.
Yep, all right. Someone's calling out Hollywood, $7 meal. What Cracker Barrel do you go to? It's a little more expensive than $7. Wife suckered me into buying 4 of those chairs.
Come on.
That's got to be a lie.
Why? There's no way.
I mean, it's got to be a lie. Someone else just said my dad bought 2 of those Cracker Barrel rocking chairs. Shaking
well, there's
my
6.
Head. So 6 gone forever. So you're 4 10.
More, and they've sold 10.
That's it. Hollywood's conspiracy theory is over.
4 of those?
I don't know.
Wait, is that your home theater?
Maybe. You're building a theater in your house, you put those rocking chairs in there. It's not a bad idea.
Can you imagine this guy's house?
Can I imagine this guy lives here?
Does he line them up in the front porch like they have a Cracker Barrel?
Yes, I would. If I had 4 of those.
Seems like Rick and Davey would send that in.
It wasn't Rick and Davey. I was looking at the
number. Don't get him going.
He started.
Leave Rick alone.
He seems like a Cracker Barrel rocking chair type of guy, though.
Yeah. It's all he has in his house. There's no regular chairs.
We just want Rick to keep it together with that beautiful wife of his that we met the other day.
He's lucky.
That's it.
Lucky dude. Yeah. Lowe's has a great rocking chair. I've had one for 10 years. It's great. Look at that. You go to Lowe's and buy a rocking chair.
Are we doing rocking chairs now?
I mean, we went from Cracker Barrel to rocking chairs.
Now we're doing rocking chairs?
To you going to the movies by yourself.
Wait a sec. So this thing all started with Uncle Luke, with Baker Mayfield, with some comment about this is not the Cracker Barrel in Texas.
Yeah. And look what we've done. Cracker Barrel should send over some food for us or something today.
I was thinking, damn, there's a lot of Cracker Barrels.
I know, I'm starving.
In Texas, too.
Yeah.
Cracker Barrel. About that gravy right now? That Cracker Barrel gravy?
Stop it. Please stop. Please.
Couple biscuits. How about when they go, we're a little crowded right now. Can you would you want some hot biscuits while you're waiting?
Yeah. And the corn, do you get the cornbread, too, or just the biscuits?
No, just the biscuits.
I get a little bit of both. Cracker Barrel makes more from their gift shop than they do from their food.
Oh, that gift shop.
It's awesome.
They get you. If you're in there long enough, either the kid's going, Daddy, I want that, or Mommy, I want that, or you're grabbing something.
Yeah. Supply and demand. They're selling all the novelties inside the store. Yeah, it's all novelty, cool stuff in there. You're not going, you know, any kind of crazy shopping there. My wife always gets something. She'll find something in every Cracker Barrel we go to. And it's not chicken and dumplings.
I like some of that old candy, too.
Yeah, they have all that old candy
stuff.
You like moon pies? I see moon pies in there all the time.
You know, we got in there one day. They had that scented soap that
scented
like you so it makes your house smell good. I got one of those. I smelled and I go, God, let me get this while I'm waiting. I said, damn, why did I? And then I left. I go, what the hell made me get that in the 20-minute wait?
Oh, here we go. Wow, they sell at least 20 to 30 at every Tennessee location a week as they're based there. Of those chairs. There you go, Hollywood. You're done.
Is that where Cracker Barrel? That would
They're
make sense. Cracker Barrel's
well, when
out
I
of
went
Tennessee
up, when I drove to Nashville with Ashley, I must have seen 25 of them.
Did?
Oh my God, everywhere. Everywhere.
Apparently I don't get out of the state, but I have seen a few in this state.
Someone said Joe could never buy one of those rocking chairs. One rock backwards and then all the headway would go crashing down. Someone's always got to take it back to the head joke.
I can't go one day. Not one day without somebody taking a shot at the size of my head.
The country dinner plate is $7.99, by the way.
There you go. Live in Jensen Beach.
And they have
Cracker
a $5.99 lunch special.
There's a Cracker Barrel up
Jensen
at Jensen
Beach.
Beach.
I live in Jensen Beach. Cracker Barrel and US 1.
Oh, so they're not all off. Okay.
I guess not. I live in Davie. Bought one Cracker Barrel rocking chair for my patio. It's awesome. 4 years and going strong. There you go. People buy those chairs. Hollywood's wrong.
You know, there must be some marketing to this. Like, they figure if you sit on it long enough while you
wait.
You
might be comfortable and buy it.
And you go, you know, this isn't bad. This is kind of.
I think I'd be more intrigued to buy that oversized checker set they have out there. They always have that oversized checker set.
That's right. Everywhere. They all have that.
Here you go. Go up there and say, I'll take two of the chairs and the checker set.
Checkers. Do you know what? You know, on the table, they have that little game with the like the pins you got to put in to get where there's one left. I got addicted to it and bought one. $2.99. I have one at the house.
That's how they
get
you,
me.
Man.
They got me. Yeah.
How many times did you use it?
Since I bought it? Zero. Not once.
You would take it out of the package.
No, it wasn't in a package.
Well, you put it on your dinner table and you pretend like you live in a Cracker Barrel.
I wish. I should do that. Wow. I'd play it more.
God, we have just blown up Cracker Barrel.
Someone just said, ladies and gentlemen, we've reached an all-time low here on the Joe Rose Show. How about minicamp?
Cracker Barrel. Cracker Barrel. We should hear from corporate America today. Thank
you. Somebody go downstairs and tell Todd Greck to sell Cracker Barrel for us. We need it now.
By the way, anybody thinks Cracker Barrel is a redneck joint, you haven't seen who eats in those places.
You have no idea. Though.
Everybody eats in those places. You like breakfast, you eat in that place.
Who in South Florida has their house set up for a rocking chair and thought it would look good in their house?
Yeah, that was a dumb comment. You did say that. Yeah. You did say that.
I would take one.
Hey, we got to get out of here because we got to hit the road here real quickly. We're moving out of here right now. So moving into that new building, boy, it's going to be really nice.
What, like today?
There. No, I think we got at least a month.
I mean, I'm not ready to move.
I think we got at least a month in that new building. I don't say they're going to be ready this week. I'm saying no shot. No shot on that.
Yeah. Radio.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.